God be with you, and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville. We are thrilled that you are joining us today for worship as we continue to explore the theme of spiritual resilience in a time of COVID. And today we'll be exploring how prayer and meditation are a way of developing our inner spiritual resilience. Joining me today is Donna White, our guest musician, and thank you so much, Donna, for joining us today. You've been part of Knox community for many years, so it's really great to have you here. You know, we work together at Care Home, so it's great to have you here. And a special welcome back to Alex and Chelsea McDonald as our singing team, and so it's great. I'm glad. I hope you've had a good rest over the summer. I know you've been on many adventures on Facebook. You've been to almost every lake on the island, I think, with your girls. And a welcome also to Dawn Emerson, who is the chair of our council, who's going to be reading scripture today. And also a thank you to Shirlene Donnelly, who is our team lead of Worship in the Arts, who will be introducing to us the tank drum. And so we'll be hearing that as a time of meditation after the reflection. We'll be listening to the tones of the tank drum, and also it will be the tank drum that calls us to prayer during the prayers of the people. Also, I would like to thank Karen and Sandy for always being here every week for the recording of the worship. They do an awesome job, so thank you for sound and technology and for the videotaping. I'd like to say a special congratulations to Ken Tully, who is turning 90 years old tomorrow. And he's the first person in his family to ever reach the age of 90. And so his family is very excited. And so they'll be celebrating all throughout the week with different celebrations and dinners for him. So congratulations, Ken. Just to let you know, I know people have been asking, when are we going to get back into the sanctuary? And there is some discussion in the council. We'll be meeting on Tuesday night, September the 15th. To discuss whether we'll be able to open or not. It all depends on all sorts of factors. So there'll be a discussion, so you'll be the first to know. We'll be sending it out in an email as to what the decision is. So now we light the Christ candle as a reminder that the presence of the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, is always with us and shines like a light in the darkness. And I would invite you to pass the peace to one another as you sit in wherever you are joining us from, and pass the peace to one another, to members of your family, to members of the community, to the world, as we listen to Donna play our prelude today. Those of you who are following along in your church bulletin, I'd invite you to join Alex and Chelsea as we sing "Come and Find the Quiet Center."
And find the quiet center.
midst of that quiet center, let us pray. Sacred source of all life, we give thanks for this opportunity to gather in the sacred spaces of our lives, to be in the quiet, to be in the simplicity of the now. In the silence, help us to become more attentive to your presence within us and all around us. We give thanks that you are attentive to our every need. And if we are needing comfort, you are there. If we're longing for hope, you are there. If we're looking for direction and guidance, you are there. Encourage us in this time. Help us to find all that you are and will always be. Amen. I'd invite Don Emerson to come and read our scriptures for today.
Today's reading is from the very first Psalm, verses 1 to 3. It reflects on the importance of taking time to meditate on Scripture. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And from Paul's letter to the church in Rome regarding prayer, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us through wordless groans. And the one who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in a...
Free meditation retreats at the North Pole? Yeah. It turns out that Christmas elves are very present-minded. I know. Tuesday afternoon, I came to the front door of the church after meeting to find a young woman with a grocery cart on our doorstep in need of food and shelter. And so we provided her with food coupons from our minister's discretionary fund. And it gave lots of time to listen to her. And then I made a few calls, and she and I met at St. Edmund's, who provided some hot food for her. But there was no place in Parksville for her to lay her head. It became evident in speaking with her that she was very high on some drug, and she could barely keep awake through our conversation, so I offered that she sleep on the couch in my office. My heart broke for her as I listened to fragmented pieces of her story that she strung together. How she was homeless and hungry, she was very thin, and apparently lost in addiction, and unable to cope with the strains of human living. It seemed that life had broken her, as it breaks so many. There are many people today who cannot find the strength and resilience they need to manage the challenges we all face in our lives. And for some, life can feel like an endless series of disappointments and failings. As Jon Kabat-Zinn, a leading expert in the field of mindfulness meditation, named one of his books, Full Catastrophe Living. Especially now in this year of 2020, we seem to be facing one catastrophe after another, with climate change, hurricanes, fires, the impact of a worldwide pandemic, isolation and loneliness, the opioid crisis, breakdowns in relationships, protests against racism, calls to end police violence, the American election looming. All of these impact each of us on a daily basis. We are bombarded. So where do we find the resources we need to not only survive, but to seek to be mediators of the Christ light in a world overwhelmed by anxiety and uncertainty and darkness? Throughout history, all of the world's major religions have called people to go within, to go to prayer, to return to the God space that resides within each one of us, to be in the presence of the divine spirit that infuses us and all living things in order to find our inner strength. We have been told that deep within each of us is a reservoir of spiritual resilience, the sacred place of inner quiet where the Holy Spirit dwells. Our first scripture today that Dawn read reminds us that we need to go to a place and take time to meditate on words of scripture, to reflect on their wisdom and guidance, to digest those words until they become a part of us. This scripture is from the very first psalm or song in the collection of 150 psalms, reminding us that the words of ancient stories and sayings can provide a profound wisdom and comfort that can ground us and give us a sense of peace that we need now more than ever. The psalmist reminds us that so often we get pulled off course by people who are perhaps living self-indulgent lives, or people who are mocking and ridiculing others like we see in the news every day. We can easily be swayed by popular opinions of people who live less than exemplary lives. Yet if we want to find our center, our moral compass, our innate inner wisdom, we are invited to delve into the wisdom of the ancients. When we do that, we will discover that those ancient words are life-giving, and then we will begin to feel like a well-watered tree that is restored by the river flowing within us, and we will blossom in our lives and provide life for others and ourselves. When I read this metaphor in scripture, it reminded me of the vision of my vegetables and new trees and plants that we planted this summer. And it was a typically dry Parksville summer, hasn't it been? We have had to use a lot of water to keep our vegetables and shrubs and newly planted trees alive. And I noticed that whenever we missed a day, how dry and withered and bereft of life, how dried up our plants looked that next day. The daily reading of scripture, we are told today, nourishes and feeds our dry spirits. The words make us stronger and more resilient. They grow us into better humans. The words of scripture remind us who we are and whose we are. Now, you and I know there are a lot of terrible passages in our scriptures. A lot of violence, a lot of hatred, a lot of judgment, a lot of discrimination, a lot of racism. But there are so many more scriptures which remind us that we are deeply loved of God and that we will never be abandoned or forsaken or forgotten by our Creator. This week in Bible study, I asked people to share the passages of the Bible that were their touchstones, those words that have given them life. Those folks recited for me passages from Isaiah 40. They shall rise up as on wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Or from the song, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Or from the words of Jesus, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Or from Romans 8:28 that Dawn read today, All things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to God's purpose. Or from Isaiah 43, When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, or the waters will not overwhelm you, for I am your God, the Holy One in your midst, and you are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. Or from the words of our United Church Creed, In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. These ancient and contemporary words remind us that we are deeply loved and respected and held in highest esteem by our Creator. There are many people in this world who do not realize that they are loved by God, who do not realize, like my friend at the door, that there is a great someone in their corner who believes in them. In fact, they have come to believe that no one loves them. They have never known what holy and respectful love looks like or feels like, and so they have great difficulty in loving themselves. It's so hard for some people, like our friend at the church door, to flourish when they have never been watered by words of God's love. They cannot be the tree that flourishes by a living stream. Their spirits feel dried up. Our Bible study group shared how invaluable it has been for them to have the spiritual practice of reading scripture every day and to ponder the ancient words to find wisdom and guidance and strength to begin their day, to withstand the challenges that life consistently brings. Because of their faith grown in time spent with God, these people have endured terrible griefs, aloneness, divorce, rejection, betrayals, hurt, losses. They talked about how when they didn't take the time to meditate on spiritual words every day, that it felt like something was missing and that their day was off the whole day. And because of their spiritual practices, they could deal with challenges that came their way. Their faith and trust that life somehow has a way of turning out and unfolding as it needs to unfold came from being rooted in the life-giving words they read every morning. They were their mantras, their touchstones. These sayings have kept them centered and grounded throughout, for many of them, their 80 years. Three of our members are in their mid-80s, and you can see through their lives of love and compassion and caring and strength and gentleness, that they are like those beautiful trees who live beside the streams of life-giving water. Our other scripture from Paul's letter in Rome reminds us that in our darkest times, when we are so overwhelmed by life that we can't even find the words we need because our pain runs so deep, that in those times, Paul says, when we can't find the words, that the Spirit of God finds the words for us and intercedes for us with sighs too deep for moaning. And that when we cry out to God for help, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf because God knows what it is we need, even when we ourselves might not know. Have you ever had that experience? When your grief was so deep that you couldn't even begin to express the pain? This passage reminds us that sometimes prayer is not about words at all. It is about longings. It's about fears. It's about hopes. The deepest prayers have no words. They become unnecessary. All we need to know is that God is with us in those emptiest of voids. God is most powerfully present with us in the nothingness. This passage reminds us that it is precisely in that utter nothingness that the Spirit of God is most powerfully present to us when we are most profoundly connected, even if we can't feel it. As Carrie Ten Boom wrote many years ago in a concentration camp, "There is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still." Our scriptures today call us to stop doing in this time of COVID and to set aside some time to meditate on scripture and to pray or be silent or just allow ourselves to simply be, that we might become aware and attentive to the one in whose life-restoring presence we are already in, and allow our spirits to be daily watered. In 2000, Tom Harper, the Anglican priest and religious editor for the Toronto Sun, wrote a wonderful book on Christian meditation entitled Finding the Still Point, which encourages us to find the necessary balance we need in life by spending time each day in the reading of scripture or in prayer or in meditation or in stillness or in nothingness. Whatever spiritual practice we find nourishes our spirits. He comments that churches don't spend nearly enough time practicing these spiritual practices, even in worship, and that especially in these times, we need to be carving out time in our day so our battered spirits can be restored. So in these next few moments, I invite us to take some time now to listen to the inspiring sounds of the tank drum, allowing the tones to water our tired spirits, and let us, as the hymn says, take time to be at peace and simply be. After Shirlene has completed the meditation time with the tank drum, we will close our meditation time with the singing of our hymn.
Thank you.
is room in the shelter of God's wing. Let us enter into that shelter now. Let us pray. Deep mystery of all life, we give thanks for your gentle and loving presence in our midst, for your depth of quiet, for your gentle nudgings and promptings in the right directions. For the comforting blanket of warmth, you cover us. For the deep peace you provide us, we give thanks. This day we pray for all those in our community of faith who are suffering of body, mind, heart, and spirit. We pray for all those among us who are going through cancer treatment, surgeries and recovery, chemo and radiation. We pray for all of them. We pray for those who are feeling empty or lonely or alone, isolated in this time of COVID. We pray that you would make yourself known and you would be a constant companion and friend as they make this journey through this time. We give thanks, O God, that any time two or three are gathered in your name, you are there.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there, I am there.
We pray this day for places around the world in need of your quiet peace. We pray especially for the people of Palestine and Israel and their continued struggle, and especially for the children of Palestine who are being held prisoners in prisons. We pray for their release and their safety and their freedom. We pray for all refugees and immigrants displaced by war and violence and politics. We pray for freedom. Give them guidance and a clear path. We pray this day for all those who struggle, like our friend, in addiction, who struggle in poverty and homelessness. We pray for healing and restoration of spirit. May all know how deeply loved. O God, you have promised that when two or three are gathered, you are there.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there, I am there.
As people who enjoy the beauty the West Coast, we think of our neighbors on the East Coast and the bombardment of hurricanes and high winds, and we pray for safety, that as people rebuild their communities, they would sense your nearness, give them the energy and strength they need to begin again. And now in the silence, we bring before you our other concerns, and we lift them to you, trusting that your spirit intercedes where there are no words. gentle quiet, we give thanks that you are always present, that you never leave us, that your Holy Spirit continues to make your home in each one of us, and that we have only to take the time to dwell within and find you there. Speak to us your words of peace and hope and encouragement. As we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught all those who would choose to follow after him. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us sing together a beautiful hymn taken from Psalm 42, As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Let us go forth from this place, recommitting ourselves to taking that time in the morning to begin our day, digesting words of Scripture to inspire us and infuse us and strengthen us, taking time in the quiet to be with the one who made us. And as you go forth, may the deep love of God be felt by you. May the wisdom and the gentleness and the love of the Christ be known by you. And may the Holy Spirit fill you and give you strength and courage and power for the living of this day and every day. Amen.